Blog Talk Radio.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. if you would just press the one if you have prayer. And we just want to thank God while we're waiting on somebody to come forth and press the one for prayer. We just thank God that he's able to do all that he says he can do. I put that on my Facebook page this morning, my Twitter and Pinterest and all my social media platforms I put out there. God is able. So we have to believe that he's able to do all things. Amen. To God be the glory. I don't see anybody with their hand raised, so I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Father God, we just thank you, God, for another day. We just give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. We magnify your name. We lift your name up on high. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you, Father God, for meeting our every need, oh God. We thank you, Father God, that you woke us up this morning and started us on our way. We thank you, Father God, that you're able to do it, seeing it abundantly with all that we could ever ask or think. We thank you that thou art an awesome God. Thou art a God of great power. And we thank you for it even now, Lord. We thank you for the word that is coming forth, Father, for your glory. We thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit. We thank you for your Son, Jesus. We thank you for coming in the flesh that we might have life. We thank you, God, for your holy word. We thank you, Lord, and we pray that someone's life will be changed. We pray that every need of every person under the sound of my voice, and those that come back in the archive, whatever that they may be in need of, we pray, Father God, that you will meet them at their point of need, God. In the name of Jesus, we pray for my brothers and sisters in Christ all over the world, oh God. We ask you to protect them, divine protection over their lives, supply everything that they need, whatever it may be, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we ask you to bless your people all through the land, oh God. We ask that you will save souls for your glory, oh God. We ask you to bring people out of darkness to your light, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We just thank you, Father God, for being a supernatural God. We thank you, Father God, as this year began to come to an end and a closing, we thank you for the new year that's coming, the new year that is coming. We thank you, Father God, for the new things in the new year, oh God. We thank you, God, that no season is the same. We give you praise and honor and glory for the new season. Lord, we just thank you for it right now, God. We ask you, Father God, right now to save a soul right now for your glory. Save souls all over the nation, God. We thank you for the revivals that's coming, oh God, and the nation, oh God, for souls as a there's a crop of souls and a harvest for souls. And we just thank you, Father God, for bringing forth the workers to do the work for the souls to be saved, to bring souls into the kingdom of God. And you said those that win souls are wise, oh God. We just give you all the praise and all the glory for every soul that stays, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for your holy word, God, that brings healing and deliverance in the lives of the people, oh God. We thank you right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Help us to walk in integrity, oh God. Help us to shun the appearance of evil, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Father God, because you said to your in your word that many are the affliction of the righteous, but God deliver them out of them all. No matter what the people of God may be going through right now, God, you are a deliverer of your people. And you said in your word, our God will fight for us. And we believe in your word. Oh God, we thank you for your word that our God is our man of war and that he will fight for us no matter what is going on, what is going down. God is still in control. And we give you all the glory, all the honor, all the praise. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen. To God be all the glory. The word will come from, or the message will come from today from Matthew, the 9th chapter. Matthew, the 9th chapter, amen. And I'm going to begin reading at verse number 27. And when Jesus departed hence, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, Thou son of David, have mercy on us. And when he was come into the house, the blind men came to him. And Jesus said unto them, Believe ye that I am able to do this? They said unto him, Yea, Lord. Then touched he their eyes, saying, According to your faith, be it unto you. And their eyes were open, and Jesus straightly charged them, saying, see that no man knows it. But they, when they had departed, spread it abroad, his fame, in all that country. Amen. Jesus said, it's in the red. Jesus said unto them, and it's in the red, believe ye that I am able to do this. Tyler, the message today, if you believe, do you have enough faith to believe in what Jesus can do? Do you have enough faith to believe that God can do just what he said he can do? Do you have enough faith to believe? Do you believe? Where is your faith? Who is your faith in? Do you believe, as Jesus said unto the blind men, do you have the faith to believe what you cannot see? Do you have enough faith to believe God for the thing that you cannot see? No matter right now what you may be going through, do you have enough faith to believe in what you cannot see? Because Jesus said to them, he said, believe ye that I am able to do this. He said, it's according, it's in red, according to your faith, be it unto you. In other words, Jesus said, first, if you can believe, and if you have the faith to believe, because everything that we expect for God to do for us, we must have faith enough to believe. If you can believe, then Jesus can do what he said he can do. The blind men believed. We know that they were blind. They had a physical blinding and blindness, and we know that they could not see. But Jesus yet asked them, do you believe? In other words, do you have faith enough to believe? It's according to your faith that you will receive your sight. I wonder, how many of you are spiritually blind that you cannot see Jesus, that you cannot see God, that you cannot see the works, if you cannot see him as who he really is? But you got to believe. If you can believe, the word of God says unto us, if you can believe, then all things are possible to those who believe. Jesus asked them, the two men that were blind, as they cried unto him and said, have mercy on us. Jesus, I would say, have mercy on us. We are in a need of something. We have a desire for something. And they wanted to be able to see. Now, when we look at the blind men, we know that they had this physical blinding, as I said earlier. So, therefore, they couldn't see Jesus, not with their physical eyes. But they had to believe in their heart, because it was according to their faith that they would be healed. If you can believe, God can heal you. If you can believe, God can deliver you. If you can believe, God can set you free. If you can believe, all things can be made new. If you can believe, God can touch you and he can make you whole again. If you can believe, but you must believe. You know, the Bible tells us that if we believe, that all things is possible. Faith, now faith is a substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things that are not seen. If we cannot see it, we still got to believe. And sometimes when we see the stuff around us and the things that are going on around us, He caused us to lose our faith, and we began to look at the things that we can see. But God is a God that works in the back. He works on the unseen thing. He works on the things that we cannot see. It's stuff that we have to hope for. Because, see, hope means that I can't see it, but yet I believe that it is. I got to believe that God can do it. I got to believe that he can save me. If I can believe in him who is sent, I can be saved. If I can believe, I can have all things. If I believe, I can be delivered from my sins, and I can be delivered from darkness. I can be delivered and receive the light. Here the blind men were about to receive their sight. They were physically blind. But some of us are not physically blind, but we are spiritually blind to the things of God. And we have darkness and not light. But when we get the light, then we can see Jesus for real, who he really is. We can see him as the Lord. We can see him as the King. We can see him as a Savior. We can see him as a Shepherd. We can see him as a Comforter. We can see him as being our provider and our source. When we see him in our faith, if we can believe that he can. I don't know about you, but my faith is what I got, because faith is what I got to have in order to believe. I got to have faith in God. If I got faith enough to believe, I can believe in miracles. If I got faith enough to believe in him who is sent, I can believe that I will receive if I believe in Jesus. Jesus, do y'all believe that I can? I'm praying. Do y'all believe that I can do this? Can y'all believe? Do y'all believe? Can Jesus do this? Do y'all believe? You know, there's one place in the Word of God that it says when something Jesus, because this is when Jesus was doing his earth for ministry, and he was going around and he was doing a lot of healing. He was, the lame was walking, and the dumb would speak. He was casting out devils everywhere, and he was healing the sick. And it was a man that brought forth his son, just like the blind man. He brought forth his son, and he told him about what was going on with his son, and then Jesus told him, do you believe I can do this? And I'm praying. He said, do you believe? And the man said, well, help my unbelief. Do you believe? Do you have unbelief? Are you like doubting Thomas? That you got to have some kind of evidence or something to prove that God can do what he says he can do? Don't you know that God is able to do all things? Don't you know God is able? Don't you know God is able to do what he said he can do? Do you believe? Do you believe? Do you have to have a sign? You got to believe. Don't be believing on no sign. Don't do that. Believe that God is able to do it, and it's according to your faith. If you can believe according to your faith, then it will be done unto you. Now, it may not come when you want it, but it will always come on time. If you will believe, and if you can believe, see, you got to believe for yourself. Whatever you believe in God for, you have to believe God for yourself. Your mother can't do it for you. Your father can't do it for you. Jody or Jodette can't do it for you. Nobody can do it for you but yourself. You have to believe. You have to trust God. You have to have confidence in God. Just like the blind men, they had seen Jesus, but they had heard about it. And they heard, I believe that they heard he was coming to town, and that's why they started calling on his name. Said, thou son of David, have mercy on us. Because they needed him to heal them from their blindness. And God today wants to heal you from your blindness. He wants to deliver you out of that place of darkness. He wants to deliver you that you might have light, that you will see the light. Jesus is the light of the world. He came that you might live and have an abundant life. But you got to believe that he can. If you can't believe,
Can nobody else believe for you? If you can't believe, you can receive your sight. As the song says, you know, amazing grace, how sweet it sounds, that save a wreck like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, blind, but now I see. You can see the things of God. If you would come, if you would believe, if you would cry out like the blind men cry out unto Jesus, because he is the true healer. He can heal your soul and your mind. He can give you sight. But some of us don't want the light. We don't want no light. The blind man was living in darkness because they couldn't see with their physical eye. But they wanted to sight. And, you know, it had to be an amazing thing for them that Jesus had touched their eyes. And they, when they opened their eyes and they could see, and they saw the Son of God standing there before them. They saw the Word standing there in the flesh. They saw it with their own eyes. The light had come. The light had come. The light had came to them. The Word had come. The Word had come. They were seeing the light. They were seeing the glory of the living God. The light. When Jesus touched their eyes, they were no more blind. They saw the light. They saw the light of the world standing there before them. And Jesus said, I am the way. He said, I'm the way. I am life. I am the light of the world. He brought light into a world that was dark, dark, full of darkness. But the blind men, they believed that Jesus was the one that could heal them from their blindness. They believed that Jesus was the one because they cried out unto the one that they knew could heal. They had faith enough to believe that the Son of Man could heal them, that they would be able to see, that they would have no more darkness, that they will be full of the light, being able to see. Jesus is the true healer. He is the true healer. You know, so many of us are like Diamond Thomas. We don't believe. We don't believe. We don't want the light. We don't want to see. We don't want to hear the truth. But the truth will set you free. If you will believe. If you can believe, you can receive. If you will believe. If you believe, you can receive sight. You can receive your sight. You say, well, I can see. But you're living in darkness. You're seeing in the way of the world. You don't see the true light. But the blind men wanted the true light. And they called on the name of Jesus. They cried out to Jesus for their sight. If you can believe, if you would cry out, if you really want to see, if you really want to be delivered, if you truly want to be healed, if you truly want to be set free, you will do as the blind man did. Because Jesus told him, it's according to your faith. It's according to your faith that you will receive your sight. It's according to your faith. if you would believe. If you can believe in him who is sent, you can receive your sight. You know, God is such a good God that he sent his son. And when Jesus was doing his work and he was doing his ministry, he was going around doing the work and people were getting healed. People were getting delivered and set free. The blind eyes were being opened. The dumb could speak. The lame could walk. The dead, they even rose. But you have to believe. If you can believe, you can receive. That's good. I like that. If you can believe, you can receive. But it's according to your faith and what you believe within your own heart. You got to believe in your heart. You got to believe in your own heart that Jesus can give you sight. You got to believe in your own heart that Jesus can heal your body. Your body racking with pain. But you got to believe that he can heal you. If you can believe in him, if you can believe, you shall be healed. But you got to believe. And it's by your faith in him. Now, I can imagine, that the blind men, we don't know how long they had been blind. They don't tell us what their age was or any of that. We don't know how long they had been blind. We don't know how long they had wanted to be healed from this blindness. But we do know that according to the word of God, that Jesus healed their blind eyes. We know that he is the true healer, the true physician. He is the healer. He can heal your mind. He can heal your soul. He can bring you out of the deep of darkness that you may see. If you believe. Only you can do that for your own self. And it's according to your faith, if you can believe. Faith in him brought forth the healing for the blind man. It brought forth the healing that manifested it, that they could see him. They literally saw the Son of God. They saw him. He touched their eye. He want to touch you. If you believe and you ask, because you got to ask. You got to ask like the blind men. You know, I believe they were hollering. I think they were making all kind of fuss because, you know, they really couldn't see where he was. They just knew that he was in the vicinity. I believe that they had heard that he was coming. And when they knew that he was there, and maybe the people were saying, you know, Jesus is coming. Jesus is here. Jesus on his way. Jesus in the place. I believe they began to cry out. And that's when they said what they said unto him, have mercy on us. And Jesus said, what can I do for you, I believe? Because they had enough faith. He knew their heart. You know, Jesus know the heart of every man. God know the heart of every man. He know whether we believe or don't believe. Can he do it? Yes, he can. He can do all the things that he say he can do if you believe that he can. You believing bring forth the thing that you need in your life, whatever that thing may be. I don't know what it is. Because Jesus is the only one that can heal you. God is the only one that can heal you and deliver you and set you free, just as it did from the blind man. The blind men were no more in darkness. They saw the light. And Jesus came that all might see the light. You don't have to live in darkness if you believe. If you want to be saved, if you want to be healed, if you want to be delivered, you can if you believe and have faith. Because it's according to your faith that you shall receive. And I know people are always going to say, I claim. You better have some faith. I claim it. People love to say that. I claim it. But you better have some faith. You got to have some faith. You got to believe. You got to believe that he can. You got to believe that he can do just what he said he can do. That's why he asked the blind men, believe in ye that I am able to do this? Do you believe that I can? Do you believe that I can do this very thing that you believe in me to do? This is something that nobody had never done, is open the eyes of a blind man. Nobody had ever done that. That's why he said, do y'all believe? And he told him, it's according to your faith, be it unto you. If you believe. And he touched their eyes. See? You can have the same thing if you want it, just as the blind men, they wanted it. They wanted what Jesus had. They wanted him. They wanted him. And you got to want the same thing. You got to want it. You got to believe that he can. No matter what you're going through right now, you got to believe. If you believe, it will manifest in your life. And I can tell you many testimonies about believing in the miracles that God can do in your life, but it's according to your faith and whether you will believe that he can. Because the word tells us that if we don't believe, then, you know, we can't please God if we don't believe, if we don't have no faith. If I'm going to believe Jesus to heal my body, I got to have faith to believe even though my body may be racking with pain. I still got to believe if I can't see nothing. I still got to believe that God is able to do what he said he can do. He's able to do all things. But if I don't believe, if I don't have enough faith to believe, I just got to have a little mustard seed faith. Do you have a little mustard seed of faith? Do you have a little seed, mustard seed, a small seed of faith to believe? Because, you know, it's hard out there. And you got to have faith in Jesus. You got to have faith in God. You got to have faith because everything, when you're walking with him, is according to your faith that is going to be done unto you. If you don't have no faith to believe it, then it ain't going to come. You got to have faith enough to believe it. And I always get a testimony about the roof and how God did a miracle, but I hadn't had to have enough faith to believe. I had to believe what the woman of God said. I had to believe what the prophet said. I had to believe what the apostle said. I had to receive what she said. I ain't understand it. I'll be real with you now. I ain't understand everything she said. But I had to believe that he could. I had to believe. If I can believe, if you can believe, you can receive. I got to put that on my Facebook. If you can believe, you can receive. But you got to believe it. You can't claim it and then expect for it to happen. Like this miracle happened to the blind man. It didn't happen just because they claimed it. They had to have faith to believe it. They had to have faith. If you can believe, by your faith shall you receive it. And you know, if you don't believe, say, Lord, help me with my unbelief. He sees, he knows everything that we go through in life. And this is a powerful story. Jesus opened the eyes of a blind man that could not see. Couldn't see nothing until he touched them. He wanted to touch it. But you got to want him to. If you can believe whatever thing you believe in him for. Now, I ain't saying believing in the world. I ain't talking about putting your confidence and trust in the world and in people, but in him. Having faith in him, not in people, because people will fail you every time. But he will never fail you. He will never leave you. Never, ever, ever. If you can believe, you got to believe it. You got to believe that he can. And if you believe that he can, he will in due season. It will come to pass in your life. You know, God's word is word that is used to encourage us and to uplift us and to help us when we're feeling down and when we're going through a thing. And we don't know how it's going to turn out, and we sometimes we worry when we shouldn't worry, and we can't change it. And he knows that we're only human. He knows that. But we still yet got to believe. We yet got to have faith in him to believe that he can. We have to see Jesus as who he is. We have to see him as our deliverer. We have to see him as our savior. We have to see him as all the things that he is in our life by our faith in him. By our faith, through our faith, all things will come together for us. Everything works together for our good. No matter what we're going through, we got to be like the blind men who could not see. They were blind and couldn't see, but now they could see. And sometimes we can't see our way out because there's so much stuff going on around us and so much darkness around us. There's so much darkness in the world today, all around us. But we yet have to believe in God. We yet have to have faith in him. We yet have to believe. We have to believe that he can. We have to keep the faith. We have to keep believing in the God that we serve and know that he is able to do all things. It's nothing too impossible with him if you can believe. If you can believe, all things are possible unto you according to your faith, shall it be done unto you. If you can believe, believe. Don't worry about what anybody said. Don't worry about what they're doing in the world, because there's a lot of foolishness going on. There's a lot of darkness, and we're living in the last days. The evil, it's just so much evil in the world. There's so much darkness in the world. But keep your eyes focused on Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. Keep your eyes on him. Stay focused. Keep the faith. If you can believe, all things shall be possible unto you. According to your faith, believe him, trust him, have confidence in him, and he will lead you and he will guide you in the direction that he has for you to go. He will touch you. He will touch you and open your eyes that you can see so that you won't worry, so you can stop crying at night. If you would just trust And if you would just continue to believe, believe in him. As the blind man believed, Jesus said unto him, these are his words, and it said, when he had come into the house, the blind men came to him, and Jesus said unto them, Believe ye that I am able to do this? And they said unto him, yea, Lord. Then Jesus touched their eyes, saying, according to your faith, be it unto you. And their eyes were opened. And Jesus straightly charged them, saying, see that no man knoweth it. I want to encourage you today, if you can believe, you shall receive according to your faith, shall it be done unto you. Amen. Praise God. We just thank God for his word. If you believe, you shall receive. It's according to your faith. If you can believe, all things are possible to all those that believe. You know, the Bible tells us, blessed are those that believe, that who have not seen. So I might have said that a little wrong. I had some notes written down here. But if you believe, you shall receive. Amen. If you are not saved, amen, and you are listening today, amen. Just like Jesus opened the eyes of the blind man, he wants to open your eyes that you may see, to see the goodness and the mercies of God. He wants your soul to be saved. That's why he came. If you have said this prayer with me, Lord, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Lord, come into my heart and be my Lord and Savior. I believe that you came that I might live, that I might see, that I may come out of darkness to your marvelous light. I confess my sins, knowing or unknowing. Created me a clean heart and renew a right spirit in me. I give you my life today. I repent of my sin with a godly sorrow. I turn from sin and I change my life to live for you. I believe that you shed your blood for me. I believe that you rose again on the third day. I believe that you died for me. I believe that you love me just that much. Lord, help me. I can't do it on my own. And if you said that prayer, you honestly do repent of your sin, if you can just inbox me there on Facebook or Lane Jackson or Voice of Truth, just leave me a message there, amen, and I will get back with you and also get you contact with my leaders, amen, so that we can pray with you and help you on your Christian journey. Amen. I got some leaders that will discipleship you and get you where you need to be with God. I tell you, if it hadn't been for that man or woman of God that God had placed in my life and my leaders, I don't know where I'd be today. And I had to pray and ask God for it. I had to believe that God would send somebody to me as my leaders. And he sent me some good leaders, and I love them. Happy New Year. I love them. I love them so much. But if you need leaders, true leaders, if you need someone to help you in ministry, Apostle and Pastor Ryle are awesome leaders. I know that I would not be where I am today if it had not been for them. We are Ministry Without Walls. Apostle Yvonne Ryle is the president and the founder of Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. She launched this ministry out in 2012. And when I came to her, I was in a mess, to be real with you. And they cleaned me up to do the work of God. And they are awesome leaders. I tell you, I'm so thankful. Every day I thank God for them, every single day, for this man and woman of God. And I know that if God can do it for me, he can do it for you. You just got to be in the right place, you know, and you got to pray and ask God. And you got to believe. You got to have faith enough to believe. But Jesus came for all of us to be healed. He came for all of us to be delivered and to set free. He came that all our souls can be saved if we want that. We have to want that. But I want to encourage you to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. And we want to encourage you to begin to follow these ministries. There are several ministries that are under Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. I'm going to go ahead and do the VOT announcement. So if you are not a member of a church on a row, I want to encourage you to follow Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. There are several ministries under the leadership of Apostle. Voice of Truth is one of those ministries. I am the second half of the Hour of Power. Voice of Truth, Prophetess Martha Williams is the first half of the Hour of Power from 5 to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We are on every Sunday. So I want to encourage you to follow her ministry as well. There on Block Talk Radio, and you can also follow her there on Facebook as well. And as I said earlier, Voice of Truth is the second half of the Hour of Power. So we want to encourage you also to follow Voice of Truth on Block Talk Radio and on Facebook. Also, on Tuesday night, we have One Word from the Lord with my leaders, Apostle and Pastor, Pastor Joseph, amen. They're on the air on Block Talk Radio live at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and that's every Tuesday night, One Word from the Lord. I want to encourage you to get connected and stay connected to the ministry. God is going to do some mighty things through their ministry, so I want to encourage you to do that. Then on Saturdays, we have Faith Come by Hearing Ministry, with your host, Elder Evangelist Bertha Askews, at 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time every Saturday. She's online, always bringing a powerful word from the Lord, a praying woman of God, a very powerful woman of God. So we want to encourage you to get connected. And if any of these ministries have been a blessing to you, which I know that they have, I want to encourage you to sow a seed in these ministries. The word of God, you say, is free, and it is free. But to bring forth the word is not free. You have to pay. You have to pay to bring forth the word. So you have to pay for whatever platform you're on, social media platform. You have to pay for that. We have to pay for Block Talk Radio. We have to pay for the Bible, you know, have Bibles and all the other different tools that you use when you're doing ministry. So it costs. It's not free. So whenever you see people doing ministry on television, on radio, they're paying for that. It's not free. So we want to encourage you to be a blessing to these ministries. And I know that all of these ministries have blessed all of you. And I know for sure that each one of you have received some type of revelation. We know that some of you have received healing, deliverance. Some of you have received money, vehicle, housing, that man you wanted, that woman you wanted, and marriage. Some of you don't receive babies. You don't receive a lot of things, but yet you have not been obedient unto God and sowed a seed in these ministries. Sow a seed. Well, because wherever you get the word, that's where you're supposed to sow the seed. You say, well, I'm already in a church. Well, you're receiving the word over here. So you need to sow your seed over here. Sow your offering over here. And God will always tell you what to sow. No matter what it is, he will always tell you what to say. I know that he will. So I want to encourage you to do that. We also want to encourage you to become a WOW partner. For an offering of $25 or more, you become a WOW partner. You will be put on our prayer list. And we will pray for you, and there's other perks that you will get during the week as well. So these are ministries with you in mind, so we want to encourage you to do that. I want to encourage you to really sow that seed in one of these ministries that have truly blessed you. God is not trying to get something from you. He is trying to get something to you, and you got to see it that way because you got to sow a seed. You're going to have to sow a seed. Whatever this thing is you believe in that you believe in God for, you're going to have to sow a seed for this. You're going to sow a seed. So sow a seed in one of these ministries that have blessed you. Sow a seed. I ain't even tell you how much to sow. It ain't up for me to tell you. God will tell you how much you need to sow. And I know that he will do it because he done did it to me plenty of time. And I have been obedient and done that. So I want to encourage you to do that. And when you sow that seed, this is on fertile ground. You want to sow your seeds on fertile ground. If Prophet of Martha Ministry, you're probably going to have to inbox her on Facebook to see how to get that offering unto her or that offering unto her. You can also do the same thing with Pastor Joseph, Apostle Yvonne, and Elder Evangelist Askew. You can inbox them on Facebook there. I think on Without Walls Worldwide Ministry, on that page, they do have the PayPal button on that web page, I believe, and you can just press that, click that button, and it will take you through the process there. But the rest of them, I think you're going to have to inbox them to see how to do that. But we want to thank God for his word today. As we said earlier, we are ministry without walls. We're spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ all around the world. We are everywhere you are. You can listen. Whether you're at home, not at home, you can listen on your phone, on your tablet. You can listen on your desktop. So we want to encourage you to get connected to this ministry and stay connected to these ministries and receive a word from the Lord, from Apostle and Pastor that will make a difference in your life, will change your whole life. It has changed my life. I am a living witness of being under this ministry and when you're in the right place, how your life can change and you can do all the things that God calls you to do if you can believe. So we just thank God for his word. We want to say to all of you to have a happy new year and be safe. And we just believe in God to do a new thing. I don't know about you, but I'm believing God to do some new things in this upcoming year. It's a new year, a new season. 2019 is right at the door. So we want to thank you again for being a part of this ministry and supporting this ministry this year. And we want to thank each and every one of you, all those who have purchased the e-book, The Hard Reflection. That's my first book. Amen. To God be all of the glory with many more to come. Amen. So we want to encourage you, if you have not purchased or downloaded the e-book, you can do that on Amazon.com. Right now it's still $1.29. For a limited time. So we just thank God for you doing that. Be blessed and the blessings of God be upon you and your family. May you have love, peace, joy, and happiness in the upcoming year. May you have an overflow of blessings from on high. We just thank God for his word. We're going to get out of here, and I'm going to go ahead and do the benediction now to him that is able to keep you from falling, to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, I say, you be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen. Happy New Year. God loves you, and we love you too, here at Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. Meet us here next week at the same time, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Be blessed.